We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Very few things are more frustrating than going out on what you thought was a really good date only to not hear from that person again. It's like, really?
Yeah, man.
As Alex says, really?
Really?
All right, we're here to help out Wyatt. Good morning, Wyatt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey there. Good morning.
Okay, so we understand there's a little bit of issue here with Abby, but why don't you take us back on how you guys met, what happened on the date, and then we'll give her a ring and see if we can get her to talk to us.
Okay, so we met on a dating app, and we went out our first date to go get dinner. I feel like that's, and some drinks. I feel like that's the way to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went really well, and, you know, I kind of went in with no intentions to, like, you know, hook up or anything like that. I just wanted to get to know her. But she ended up coming over to my apartment, and we spent the night together. I thought we had a really great time.
All right, I see you. Hold on, that doesn't make sense. She enjoyed the date so much that she came over, spent the night with you, and then it's still good.
The next morning, it seemed like she was like in a hurry to leave, and wow. I didn't really get it. I thought maybe she was busy or something, but I don't know. The energy just changed, and then I tried to call her and text her, and she just never answered.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we call and see if we could talk to her and figure out what it is? Wait, why you say yeah? Like, you know?
It's happened to me back in the day. It's just like the case of like they wake up and they're guilty. They feel like, oh, I made the biggest mistake. I just want to get the hell out.
Regret.
That's what I'm thinking.
Regret for what they did or regret for what they did with you?
What they did with me.
All right, hang on just a second, Wyatt. Let's call Abby.
Hello?
Abby, hey, good morning. I just want to let you know what's going on here so you're not blindsided, but this is going to be a lot. My name is Brad Booker, and I got Alex Franco and Audrey Allen on the phone, and we're calling with Mix 94.7. We do a radio show, morning radio show, and a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And the purpose of this segment is to help out people to feel like they have been ghosted. That's why we're calling you, because
okay.
Wyatt brought it to our attention that he went out on what he thought was a really nice day with you, really liked you a lot, and then has been trying to get a hold of you ever since. Unfortunately, no success. So we thought that we would call as an independent party and see if you would mind telling us what happened. What's going on? What's your side of the story?
Okay. Well, I feel like actually this is good because I think other people will understand, especially other girls. Like, I'm not trying to like sound dramatic, but I think girls will understand it better than guys could. He seemed very normal and stuff on our date.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually super attracted to him to the point that I even agreed to go home with him. Very good looking guy, you know, and I normally don't do that. When we got to his apartment, he had given me a tour, and when we got to his bedroom, it turned out that he had a pet snake. And the snake's cage is even in his bedroom.
In his bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, I'm getting, like, itchy just remembering it, because I don't think I could handle if the snake was anywhere. I don't do snakes, let alone in his room.
But wait,
really freaked me out.
Did you, if you don't mind me asking, did you spend the night?
I did. I had a few drinks, though, in my defense.
Okay.
But I got to be honest, I didn't sleep. Like, even being, I'm going to say fairly drunk,
mm-hmm.
It's all that I could think about. Like, I was so scared and paranoid that the snake was going to get out of the cage. Like, I did not take my eye off of that cage, and for me that was like terrifying.
Okay.
Like, it was not a fun time. The next day when I like sobered up and had a clear mind, like I just knew like I couldn't do this again. Like, I couldn't be with someone who owned a snake. Like, it's just not my type of guy or my type of person, really. Like, I don't do snakes.
I feel like that's kind of petty, you know, like that's not really fair to me. It's perfectly safe. He's not going to get out. Like, there's no way he's going to get out.
I hear that, but I think what Abby is trying to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that a snake owner is not the kind of person that you're attracted to.
No, because I do not want to become a snake owner. So that's just not for me. Like, I don't want it in my house. It's bad enough that I have them outside of my house.
For real.
I do not want them in my house.
Yeah, not a snake guy either.
No, I'm not a snake guy.
Audrey, not a snake girl.
No, not a snake girl over here.
One of my boys was dating a girl that everything looked perfect, and then we looked at her social media. There's a picture of her like holding a snake. She's a snake chick. And he's like, man, I'm good.
Audrey, should he disclose that?
Yes.
Really?
Hundo P.
I think so, too. Maybe
even put it in his profile on the dating apps?
Yes, because it'll weed him out for a lot of women.
What does he put? Proud snake owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go, Wyatt. Maybe it's best that you just come forthright with that information as to avoid this situation again.
Poor Wyatt.
Wait, I just realized if you say proud snake owner, they're not going to take you seriously.
All
right, we'll figure out a way to put it in there so they know right away that you own a snake.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I'm going to take that advice because, like, I never would have dreamed that this would have been a problem.
Yeah.
So,
what about Snake Dad?
I'd rather just put it out there.
Snake Dad.
That's even worse. Snake Daddy.
Snake Daddy.
Maybe not that.
That's Drake.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.